It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Chances are pretty good that you are an investor. Even if you don't own any stocks yourself, your employer probably does. Your retirement fund probably does. Even if you never glance at the Dow Jones average, you are an investor. And it's you that Joe Carcello thinks about when he's helping make recommendations designed to make sure your portfolio, stocks, or mutual funds get a fair shake on Wall Street. Carcello, a professor at the University of Tennessee College of Business, is one of 21 people on the Securities and Exchange Commission's Investor Advisory Committee, and he's here with us to talk about his role on that panel.
So my role is the same as any of those other 20 people, which is to bring to the group for consideration by the SEC activities or actions that we believe the commission should take that would be in the best interest of investors from the level of the individual investor. Then there are issues that would affect what I would call corporate governance. And then in the common lexicon now, there's discussion of high-frequency trading, stock market crashes, how the markets actually operate, and that would be under our purview.
It sounds as if part of the charge of this committee to which you now belong is to provide a sort of insulation for investors and for markets to prevent a relapse or try to prevent a relapse of some of the conditions around the Great Recession. Is that right?
Well, to some extent, although I think a lot of the conditions around the Great Recession really tied primarily into the financial sector, very directly into banks. And although the SEC has some role in overseeing banks, probably the primary overseer of banks would be the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, and the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Those three bodies in Washington would probably be the primary parties responsible for oversight of the banking sector. The SEC would be a secondary player in that space.
Why do you think you were selected to be a member of this panel? What do you think you bring to the table that attracted the attention of whoever makes these decisions?
Yeah. I've been very involved in Washington for about the last 10 years with what I would call regulatory oversight of the accounting and auditing profession. And since I'm a university employee, I really don't have any dog in the hunt here. A lot of people on these advisory boards work for players that are directly affected by SEC rulemaking. I'm not. So I don't have any real axe to grind. So I can be independent, which is always a good thing. I'm also, of the 20 people on the group, Brandon, the only person who's a CPA. And so hopefully I can bring that expertise to bear on the discussions of the group.
Well, to conclude, I'm thinking about a lot of our listeners who will be hearing this interview while driving home from work and in the car. And let's imagine that you're a passenger in that car with our hypothetical listener, and they ask you, what is it you hope to accomplish? When you get done with your term or you leave the panel some years distant, what will you hope to have accomplished as your legacy on this panel?
Well, I would hope to have accomplished that some of the recommendations that we've made in a way that makes the markets and companies that operate in the markets better managed with a greater focus on the needs of the typical man or woman on the street. So if you have a 401k, if you have a 403b, if you have an IRA, that the markets and the companies that operate in those markets are now being managed in a way that is more consistently aligned with your best interests.
Dr. Joe Carcello of the UT College of Business Administration and now a panelist on the Investor Advisory Committee of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Dr. Carcello, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.